Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Take two.
Yeah, we had a great one going. And hopefully we'll be able to recapture it, as it was very impromptu and was spurred on by, again, a message from my Qigong master about something that we all hopefully get the chance to go through. And before we get to that, I want to thank everybody for your support over on Patreon and also on Ko-Fi. Patreon, of course, there's unique videos that go up over there on a regular basis. If you haven't checked out evolutionaryenergyarts.com, please do check it out and learn more about us. And we would love to help you guys in any way that we can. But what we're talking about is the seasons in life and when to recognize that things are changing and, you know, they're not going to go back to the way they were. And that's okay, because again, we shouldn't be living in the past. We should be progressing and always moving forward. Being in the present moment is so key. If you guys are familiar with Eckhart Tolle, he would say, you know, what's your purpose? To be here now. It's just that simple. To be here now. But how many of us are truly fully here at any one moment? Aren't we always getting pulled mentally in one direction or another, thinking about things you got to do, things that maybe, you know, are great events that are coming up, like a vacation or things like that. Or, you know, oh, I got to buy this birthday present. Or, you know, if it's that time of year again, you're thinking about the holidays. And, you know, so many people feel they have to buy presents as a matter of expectation, because it's, again, a custom. We used to do it when I was first, basically married with little ones, going to debt every year, trying to make the kids happy. And again, it was just customary. But recognizing the seasons, recognizing the fact that everything is supposed to be always changing. The one consistent thing that we have is change. And that's good. That's not bad. It's good, because, again, we're here to grow, to learn, to explore. We're here to add experiences to ourselves that we could then take back to ourselves when we're out of the body. As strange as that might sound for some that are so, you know, heavily indoctrinated in the Western system, where it's thought, you know, oh, once you die, that's it. You know, then it's either nothingness or you're going to get judged by somebody, and then you're either going to sing hymns for all eternity, or you're going to be the barbecue for all eternity. Well, no, that's not how it really is. And the fact is, we are meant to go through a flow. We are meant to have new, unique experiences at each point in time. And it does absolutely very much correspond, again, the microcosm to the macrocosm, the seasons in our own lives to, again, the cycle of the yugas. There's a reason why all this just flows naturally together.
You know, it's from the very start, from the very day we're born, all throughout our lives, you can kind of cut things apart in seasons. And you might go through a season in life that is very, very, very difficult, but always keep in mind it's only a season. And I like to use our children as an example of how to enjoy the now, because when your children are born, we are excited for them to maybe roll over, and then we're excited for when they're going to walk, and we're excited for when they are going to talk, and then we can hardly wait for school, and then we can hardly wait for school to be out, and we can hardly wait till they're grown up, and it just goes on and on and on. And what we tend to continue to do is we forget to really appreciate and enjoy what's in the now, because it really is a totally different feeling when you're able to ground yourself into the now and really appreciate what is going on in this very moment. and you are not putting your leg 1 foot in the past and 1 foot in the future, because then you're missing what is right in front of you. And even if that thing that's right in front of you does not feel good, even if that thing right now is painful, understand that all of these things are here for a purpose, to bring you expansion. And if you're not moving on your own, the universe has a way to come around and kind of nudge you and pop you out of that place where you're stuck. So if something's going on that's really uncomfortable, try to listen and see what is the universe trying to get you to do. And most of the time, people know exactly, they know exactly what that is, but they're not ready to face it. So finding acceptance in things, I think, is really, really important. You know, accepting what is and accepting it now. You know, that acceptance is the problem that most of us have, that we face today, is we're unable to accept what's going on. But once you do, then the universe says, okay, I see you can hear me. Now we move on. So it's a journey, and it takes some doing, it takes some practice, but it's a wonderful journey.
Absolutely. And each phase of it has a purpose, just as each phase of the yoga has a purpose. And so we could see the darkest times are the shortest times. And then that's thankfully. And then as the ages progress, they get longer. So the reality is, you know, if we're talking a 24,000 year cycle, according to this particular concept of the cycle of the yugas, about 9,600 years of the 24,000 are golden age. And the golden age is a beautiful age. And it's said again that humans live lifespans of 100,000 years or so. And that we, when we do decide to leave, we just simply kind of get ourselves comfortable in a nice, comfortable position and just consciously exit. There are yogis, there are those that can do this. There are so many cases of Buddhist monks with the rainbow body where they just simply know when the season is for them to leave, and they go into a meditative state and they start to withdraw their consciousness from this physical reality. And then they do pass on in a very, very peaceful manner. This is something that we shouldn't be afraid of. Of course, the system wants us to think that consciousness is arising from chemical reactions in the brain, but that's not the case at all. That's actually couldn't be any more incorrect. So again, the microcosm and the macrocosm, we have the seasons in our life, we have the cycles of the yuga, and we could see how they do correspond. And then we also have, you know, the natural progression going on right now. And so it can be a natural tendency to not want to face certain cycles and certain things. And you know, I was always somebody that loved summer. To me, summer is the peak of activity. It's the peak of everything. But as I got older, I could appreciate more and more the other seasons, and really did appreciate, for instance, winter, when the snow would come down and I'd want to go out and do some hiking and go do some meditation out in the woods with a fresh snow on the ground, because I always found it just so fun to see the animal tracks and to just that quietness and the stillness. It seems to be the most still, the most quiet in winter. So it does give you a certain amount of time for reflection. And so the winter of our lives, when we're getting to be older, maybe that winter season starts really in our 60s and 70s and goes on to 80s. You know, again, we might look at 60s as still being fall. Maybe even 70s are still fall. It all depends on the individual, of course, and the choices we've made, and also the intent of the life before we even came in here.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times things might come around and we feel like maybe they're coming to an end. A part of our life is coming to an end. But I'm one who enjoys shifting my perspective because that really, really helps me. I find these little tricks for my brain because they uplift my soul. They make my soul sparkle when I'm able to shift my perspective. So when something that you really, really love and enjoy is coming to an end, keep in mind that that's an absolute new beginning, and all of the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you have gained up until this point, you get to take that into a brand new beginning. And that's where it really, really gets to be a blessed thing to have new beginnings, because you are, it does help to go into new things with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. It's like, then you're able to make the most of it. That's what I've learned through life. You know, I've done so many things and, you know, just a lot of things. And every time I start doing something new, I am very grateful of all the wisdom and understanding I get to take into this new chapter of my life. So it's about piling on that gratitude. And when you do have gratitude for something, then you get more of that thing. So it seems to be one of those laws of life is gratitude. You know, you pour gratitude into something and the universe is going to show up with more.
Absolutely. So it's natural. And then again, obviously, you know, we might have a favorite season. Maybe it's childhood. Maybe it's, you know, young adulthood. Maybe it's the prime of the life, quote unquote. Or maybe it's even, you know, that winter of our life. And I've shared with you guys, I've been a community manager at a retirement company and have had the blessing of dealing with people that are really ready to transition and know they're about to transition, and I've seen people handle it many different ways. Many people that are just enjoying every single day, every single conversation with their friends, every single morsel of food they get to take in, because again, it's not the same when we're out of body as far as food. And I just started to write down again this morning my dreams, because I'm going to see if I could get even more details. I do remember my dreams every morning. And sometimes I could remember them for years and years afterwards, decades afterwards. But that started by, as a kid, keeping a dream journal when I was about 12 years old. And keeping track of it. I had actually many volumes of dream journals. And, you know, you'd be amazed at what the subconscious is telling us at different times. And so we can often glean a lot of information, sometimes even foresee the future pretty darn clearly. And you might not even know that you did foresee the future pretty darn clearly. But if you get in that habit of writing down and then pondering it, what's this telling me? Because often dreams do have a purpose. They always have a purpose. Sometimes, you know, they're just the subconscious working out things. Sometimes we're truly having unique experiences on a different plane. Sometimes I believe that we might actually be jumping into what's called co-beings, other beings that are actually the higher self, having new experiences, different experiences from you, but you have the same higher self. So there might be somebody from the higher self that's in Finland and another person that's in Thailand, and they might be having totally unique lives. But I do think there are times when we could tap into their experiences. There is DNA and there's also a spiritual DNA. And then as we cross paths with people in our lives, especially the ones that become our loved ones and partners, we can really tap into even perhaps their lineages and learn so much from that. And that's definitely another discussion. But as we're talking about the seasons, you might view it like, well, the body's just not what it used to be. All the aches and pains that come in. Well, hey, now you're allowed to move a little slower, to be a little bit more reflective. Maybe you should be sharing that wisdom of your experiences and all that you've gone through. Maybe write some memoirs, maybe write things down. You know, I always found it fascinating to see little notes that people put, put in books. At one time I had like 2,000 books. Now we still have probably 300 or 400. But literally I had a library, and there's nothing better than getting a used book, because a used book often will have surprises where people are writing down their thoughts and their experiences. I'll share with you guys, I bought another copy of a book I had before, Nostradamus and the Millennium by John Hoag, which is an older book. And as it turned out, I ordered a used one through like Amazon. I hate to support Amazon, but through Amazon, I found a used dealer that had one. And lo and behold, it was actually signed by John Hoag to a particular person. And it's fun to find notes and to see, you know, what other people have thought about. I have a book that I got from my aunt's house, and my aunts were born a long time ago. My aunt Etta lived to be almost 100, and then my aunt Irene lived to be just about 100. The women lived a long time, the men didn't in my family. But yet I got a book from the Spanish-American wartime. And that's also just fascinating to look back, because as Cindy has alluded to, books are being revised. You see new editions all the time. Oh yeah, well, there's things that are going to be in there that weren't in there originally, and there's going to be things that are omitted that weren't in there before. So when we can tap into what somebody actually put down, it's just wonderful. So don't think nobody would be interested in me, because everybody has got a unique story. And of course, there are going to be people that are going to resonate with you, and there are going to be people that don't resonate with you. But when we get towards that one stage where we are having to slow down because the body is slowing down, that is such a wonderful time to share. And this is what the indigenous societies did. The elders raised the little ones. The elders shared their wisdom. They were respected, honored, and cherished. And our society, again, has lost its way. And, you know, being a retirement community manager for that period, I saw both sides of it. I saw people that were isolated, and then they would come into the community and they'd blossom. They'd get a new lease on life. They would be partaking in games and music and fun and conversations with their meals, where before they were living in isolation, even if it was a mansion. They're living by themselves, barely, you know, eating anything, because it wasn't a festive celebration where it could be. And of course, there are also other types of communities, retirement communities, where, you know, things are not so good. I do recognize that, and I've seen that firsthand, and I've personally done my best to turn those type of situations around, because it's just in me to always want to correct the imbalances in life that are perceived as being unjustified. But that's another different story, as I digress.
Sorry. I mean, I think our elders, they really possess some very important information, and it's not just because they're older and they've been through more. The human body, the DNA, is actually evolving, and it's evolving to a point where if older people can see things from a totally different perspective, and that's where you get into the seasons. And because they have been through so much, and their DNA, it is unraveling to a point where they can see beyond usually what we can see. And we've kind of lost that as a culture to respect our elders. And, you know, there's situations too where, you know, sometimes people have done really bad things, and, you know, you don't want to go there. And I understand, but it's also, I think there's a lot of things have happened in this world that really degrade our ability to come together as a culture and have a really healthy morale. But that doesn't mean we can't start now, and we can't start working on it now, and we can't bring a new understanding and a new world to be if we can really start appreciating one another for what we have to offer, and appreciate our elders for what the input that they have to give us. You know, everything is in its season. And I feel we're kind of at the end, almost at the end of a culture where things are going to change. Everything is going to have to be reborn anew. So that we have to look forward to that new chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's part of this bigger picture. And when we go to the, you know, we're talking about the cycles of the yugas. And so, you know, we got our feet out of the Kali Yuga and we're going deeper into Dwapara. Everything is going to change. And again, that's why the control system is panicking, because they don't accept the natural way of things. And they actually utilize fear as a tool to get people to buy into that system. And, you know, again, they will sell us on, you know, you got bad kidneys, we'll replace them. You know, you got a bad heart, whatever it is, you know, just keep replacing and, you know, turn the human into something that is not what nature intended. This experience is supposed to be temporary because, again, you know, it's just one learning experience. When you understand that, then the fear goes away. But the system operates on a fear-based mentality. So, you know, when the fear goes away, their power goes away. And that's exactly what's happening. When we understand things, like when we understand how things work in the silver and the golden age, there really isn't that fear that we have dominating our society. And you think about it, how do they get people to go off to war? And it's all fear-based. Well, you might get attacked someday. Yeah, you know, again, we understand how the system is always using this. And really, when we come to a point of acceptance of the cycles and we know, hey, you know, we're not supposed to live forever in the same body, that doesn't make any sense. You know, it doesn't give us different perspectives. So, you know, the guides came through recently and were letting us know that we're going to be able to recall many more past lives. And you guys will too, if you do the work, have that dedicated spiritual practice. And trust yourself, because I bet you've had so many more experiences that you might call quote-unquote paranormal, but they really are normal. Again, paranormal for the Kali Yuga is just, you know, it's just accepted in the other ages. It's known. It's just what we call, you know, paranormal is really just things that have been covered up for the most part by the control system. They don't want you understanding this. But the temporary experience, as you know, whatever it is, you know, Mary or Kristen or Joe or John, you know, hey, that's meant to be temporary from one perspective. As I've shared with you, I can recall some past lives. The last life that I can recall, I was actually in Russia, so you know, I was in a totally different perspective. I was in a very cold climate, hence that's probably why I want to stay in a warm climate now. You know, and I do remember lives as an indigenous person here in the Americas, as well as in Nepal and Tibet and China and many others. And Cindy has vivid recollections of Atlantis, as well as also, this is why perhaps she has such a deep ingrained fear of the water, of that time with the sinking and the, you know, the tsunamis. She sees that clearly. She sees the dress clearly, and remembers it. And so, you know, perhaps that's also part of the not wanting to be right on the shoreline.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting how our experiences do carry over into the DNA. So if you're one that has fears and you don't understand them, it's built into the DNA somewhere. There's somewhere something happened, and it's like these memories of shock and fear, they'll travel deep into your 3D body. So again, important to work on meditation and allow these things to unravel themselves and leave the body, because they will. If you're doing the right thing will happen. If you're working on healing the soul, the spirit, you know, shattered soul meditation, mantras, self-love, healing, it all goes together and it can really do miracles. It can heal anything.
Absolutely. So what we're watching is the end of another cycle. You're going to watch the end of this system as people realize the system has never been what it was meant to be, as it's been put out to be. So we're not going backwards. And that's, you know, it's never the case where we're meant to go backwards. We don't go backwards. We're going forward. And, you know, forward might look like we're going to lead a simpler life, a different life, but it's actually a progression. So embrace what's coming in the sense that it is going to give you opportunities for new growth.
Well, simplicity. Simplicity is such a beautiful thing. And when you can pare things down in your life so that you're able to actually sit and enjoy them and absorb those memories and those moments, I think that's real living. It does take some time because we've all been dealt out plenty of trauma, and that trauma is what keeps us either in the past or in the future. But if you keep working on pulling yourself back into the now and the gratitude that the now has to offer, that does help heal those wounds and allows them to fade out appropriately when they should.
Absolutely. So when we talk about the seasons, they are to be embraced, not feared, because they are representing a different time period in our life that we should utilize to grow from. It's just really that simple. So yes, absolutely. You know, the past is never coming back, and we're not going to go back to the way it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We're only moving forward. We're only ever moving forward. And even though we go through these cycles of the yugas, every single time we come through it, they are unique.
Mm-hmm. And they all have purpose. And expansion is the core of everything. So this is what we're here to do. We're here to expand. And if you're not expanding, sometimes the universe gives you a little nudge.
Absolutely. So if you do want to set up time for energy work, a Vedic astrology chart, or contacting your guides, any sort of ascension help, you can reach us through evolutionaryenergyarts.com. You can also reach us at evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. Much love, guys. Thanks again for your support. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.